I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While much of the initial commotion has died down, an announcement from the Trump administration continues to be heavily critiqued. But what does this all mean for the Christian population? And while you might have a general idea of what it means to be a missionary, there are actually a number of ways that you can serve. We'll take a look at one example coming up. But first, when the Trump administration officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital last week, protests erupted around the world. And not surprisingly, the juncture of politics and religious beliefs, especially when it comes to one of the most notorious land disputes of our time, is the perfect environment for international debate to break out. While Open Doors USA isn't caught up in the political arguments, they do recognize the implications this could have on Christians around the world. David Curry of Open Doors says,
from Open Doors' perspective, what we look at in the Middle East is, where are Christians persecuted within that region? What are the issues? What are the tension points? How can we support persecuted Christians to first survive in many parts of the Middle East and then thrive, hopefully, eventually over time? And so obviously this is a thing that we're going to be looking at over time as to whether or not it plays a part in increasing persecution of Christians in the Middle East, whether it draws attention to these issues in a different way.
People hostile towards Western culture will often target believers because they view Christianity as a Western religion. So pray that through the muddied waters of religion and politics, that the gospel would shine through and that believers would stay strong in their witness. Next, Pakistan isn't calming down after nearly 3 weeks of protests in November, especially since the deal brokered between the demonstrators and the government has been called unconstitutional.
Justice Siddiqui, who was the one who made these declarations for the IHC, said that, in fact, the protesters themselves were committing blasphemy, and he expressed apprehension that nobody's life is safe in Pakistan.
That's FMI's Bruce Allen. He says in November, the Sunni Ittehad Council declared it heretical for anyone to vote in the future for the current ruling party. However, Justice Siddiqui isn't having it.
And so he even requested that the Attorney General, being a representative of the federal government, to make sure that mosques and Islamic seminaries stop issuing religious decrees declaring people to be apostates or non-Muslims. That we've got to stop it.
Allen says Christian persecution in Pakistan may rise in 2018, and he wants to make sure that believers and church leaders are prepared. With that said, these believers will need prayer and resources. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And join us tomorrow to hear how the recent protests are affecting Ahmed's blasphemy case. And have you ever thought about becoming a missionary pilot? Mission Aviation Fellowship does humanitarian and evangelistic flights into remote areas. They're always looking for men and women to work with them. Now, pilots are obviously a critical part of the ministry. Just ask Brian Marks, a pilot with MAF based in Papua, Indonesia.
Not a flight goes by when I can't look in the back of the plane and see the reason that I came to Papua. Sometimes it's a missionary, or a pastor, or an evangelist. Other times, it's a teacher and school books. And sometimes, it's a huge pile of cargo. And so, that's my favorite part. It's just being able to serve.
Marks grew up overseas, and his parents served with MAF. And as he puts it, the pilots were his heroes. When two pilots passed away, he saw how much their absence crippled the ministry.
God began working on my heart, and I began to pray and say, God, if you'll open doors, I will step through them, and I could maybe fill the shoes of those pilots who are gone now.
Want the full scoop on a day in the life of a missionary pilot? Read more at missionnews.org. And pray how God could be asking you to serve him. Who knows? Maybe you will be MAF's next missionary pilot. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Dineker Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slavic Gospel Association is sharing those stories for free because they were written by a woman, for a woman, to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.